Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll cover a few topics that were addressed at the council meeting on Wednesday, including an upcoming community visioning project and some frequently asked questions about taxes. Then we'll dive into the details of a jam-packed weekend at the Summit County Fair in Colville. Okay, let's get into the news.
At council this week, the Communication and Public Engagement Department, the Planning Department, and the interim county manager shared the next steps in kicking off a community visioning project that would inform and guide the next 20-plus years of planning and strategic focus in Summit County.
The goal of this project is to reveal the community's priorities, outcomes, and concerns. Council emphasized that gathering responses from groups who have not given input or engaged in these planning and visioning processes in the past should be a top priority throughout the process.
Over the past 2 months, county staff have worked to finalize the scope of this project. The next step is to begin the selection process for a consultant that will work with county staff to develop, implement, analyze, and present findings surrounding the public's feelings and perceptions around topics such as growth, development, open space, sustainability, community values, and more.
The goal is to present findings by September of 2023. Stay tuned on more about this process in the coming months.
A hot topic among Summit County residents this month has been property taxes, as many households saw large increases in the values of their homes. So let's take a couple of minutes to go over how property taxes are determined.
First, the assessor appraises the market value of a property using a mass appraisal system, where each individual property has a detailed review every 5 years, but is appraised every year using sales of comparable properties in the area.
The auditor's job is to calculate the tax rates for each taxing authority based on the assessor's valuations using the certified tax rate formula, which is set by the Utah State Tax Commission.
You're not alone in asking, why did the value of my home go up so much in 1 year? So let's explain. The county saw 58% growth in single-family home sales prices in this fiscal year of 2021, and an additional 11% of growth in the fiscal year of 2022.
You may also be asking, well, what do my property taxes pay for? Property taxes go to around 15 different public taxing entities to pay for public services such as schools, fire protection, drinking water, road maintenance, trash and recycling, and even more. Some Summit County municipalities and special service districts such as school and water districts also increase their tax rates to help fund the services they provide. Keep in mind, 56% of your dollars are allocated for school funding alone.
Okay, so now you're saying I disagree with my property tax value. What can I do? First, you can ask, can I sell my home for the market value listed on my tax notice? And then you can find this out by also contacting a realtor. If not, then you can appeal through the Board of Equalization. You can file an appeal up to 5 p.m. on September 15, 2022 through the auditor's office. To download the appeals form, you can visit www.summitcounty.org/BOE.
Some taxpayers may be eligible for property tax relief or deferral. For information on these programs, contact the County Treasurer's Office or visit www.summitcounty.org/treasurer. Select property tax relief in the left-hand column.
So that was a lot of information on property taxes. We have it all written out on summitcounty.org, so you can peruse the web pages for the assessor, auditor, and treasurer to learn more.
The Summit County Fair is underway and runs through Saturday, August 13th. There's plenty to do and see these next few days in Colville at the Summit County Fairgrounds.
Watch cowboys and bucking broncos at two nights of the PRCA rodeo. Experience rides and games at the carnival, and grab a picture with fair royalty. You can also check out the home canned goods, the flowers, vegetables, and art created by Summit County residents.
This Saturday is jam-packed with fun, including a parade down Colville's Main Street at 10 a.m. Round out your evening by attending the PRCA Rodeo at 8 p.m. The rodeo is a paid and ticketed event, so visit summitcountyfair.org and go to the events tab for ticketing details.
Lastly, Summit County is proud to present country music artist Easton Corbin in concert at the Summit County Fairgrounds on September 3rd at 8:30 p.m.
Opening artists Honky Blue Tonky, Triggers and Slips, and Jagertown will also join in on the fun. Tickets are on sale for $25 at summitcountyfair.org under the events tab. We hope to see you there.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.